is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The Taliban said Tuesday they hope to win international recognition for their legitimate representative rule over Afghanistan, arguing the diplomatic engagement would help promote global security and ease the suffering of Afghans during decades of relentless wars. A senior member of the Islamist group's Cultural Commission shared the remarks with VOA, saying the consultations with all Afghan stakeholders on forming what the Taliban promise will be an inclusive Islamic government are ongoing, and an announcement will be made soon. Abdul Kahar Balki spoke a week after the Taliban marched into the Afghan capital, Kabul, seizing control of the 33 of the country's 34 provinces without facing any significant resistance from security forces of the ousted government. Well, no matter how warm and fuzzy the Taliban will be suggesting that the transition will be, the UN human rights chief is saying that it isn't what it seems, at least not with the reports that she gets.
I also received credible reports of serious violation of international humanitarian law and human rights abuses taking place in many areas under effective Taliban control. They include, among others, summary executions of civilians and all the combat members of the Afghan National Security Forces.
Michelle Bachelet urged the Human Rights Council to monitor the rights situation in Afghanistan, where the Taliban's stunning takeover raised fears that they will return the country to the brutal rule they imposed when they were last in power.
I strongly urge the Taliban to adopt norms of responsive governance and human rights and to work to reestablish social cohesion and reconciliation, including through respect for the rights of all who have suffered during the decades of conflict.
Taliban leaders have promised to restore security and tried to project an image of moderation, but many Afghans are skeptical and are racing to leave the country, leading to chaos at Kabul's international airport. This is VOA News. Well, China says the international community should support chances for positive developments in Afghanistan rather than impose sanctions on the Taliban. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Weibing told reporters the international community should encourage and promote the development of the situation in Afghanistan in a positive direction, support peaceful construction, improve the well-being of the people, and enhance its capacity for independent development. China, which shares a narrow border with Afghanistan, has seized on the ugly scenes at Kabul airport to redouble its harsh criticism of U.S. sanctions in the country, especially its attempt to install a Western-style democracy. Beijing has kept open its embassy in Kabul and sought to maintain friendly relations with the Taliban. Australia's Prime Minister says Australian and New Zealand officials evacuated more than 650 people from Kabul airport over Monday night. Prime Minister Scott Morrison said that Tuesday five flights had left the airport in the busiest day of the Australian involvement in evacuation since the Taliban took control of the country. Morrison told Nine Network Television that the evacuated people included Australians, New Zealanders, and Afghans. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris delivered a sharp rebuke to China for its incursions in the South China Sea, warning its actions there amount to coercion and intimidation, and affirming that the U.S. will support its allies in the region against Beijing's advances. The speech sought to cement the U.S. commitment to supporting its allies in an area of growing importance to the Biden administration, which has made countering China's influence globally a centerpiece of its foreign policy. Harris, who is on a week-long swing through Southeast Asia, declared that the U.S. stands with our allies and our partners in the face of threats from China. The representatives of Russia and South Korea for the six-party talks met in Seoul on Tuesday to discuss stalled nuclear diplomacy with North Korea. The Russian deputy foreign minister and South Korean special representative for Korean Peninsula Peace and Security Affairs held a meeting at Plaza Hotel amid Pyongyang's threats against Seoul and Washington over their ongoing combined military drills. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.